I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. A few years ago, I came by three interesting books about libraries. In the third, Matthew Battles wrote Library, An Unquiet History. The depth, breadth, and detail of this history appeals to most bibliophiles. Battles wrote, "When I first went to work in Harvard's Widener Library, I immediately made my first mistake. I tried to read the books. I quickly came to know the compulsive vertigo that Thomas Wolfe's Eugene Gant, prowling the fictionalized Widener stacks, felt in the novel Of Time and the River. Now he would prowl the stacks of the library at night, pulling books out of 1,000 shelves and reading them like a madman. The thought of these vast stacks of books would drive him mad. The more he read, the less he seemed to know. The greater the number of books he read, the greater the immense, uncountable number of those which he could never have. He read insanely, by the hundreds, the thousands, the tens of thousands. The thought that other books were waiting for him tore his heart forever. What will follow this entree is a delicious series of a few tales of books and libraries and voracious consumers, like myself, who revel in libraries, especially my own. I begin with Alexandria." Battles writes, "Unlike Alexandria's collection of papyrus scrolls, the first libraries could not burn at all, for they were filled with books written in clay. Next, we visit Harvard University. Thomas Hollis of London, in 1725, wrote to the college, 'Your library is reckoned here to be ill-managed. You want seats to set and read and chains to your valuable books. You let your books be taken at pleasure at home to men's houses, and many are lost. Your boyish students take them to their chambers and tear out pictures and maps to adorn their walls. Such things are not good. If you want room for modern books, it is easy to remove the less useful into a more remote place, but do not sell any. They are devoted." Devoted indeed. In 1891, Enoch Soames despaired that his works would never see the light of day, let alone widespread admiration. Battles writes, "Soames' hopes lay in the future. There, he was sure, his name would loom as one of the 19th century's poetic prophets. In his hunger for his future, finally, he made a desperate pact, a deal with the devil, an eternity in hell for the opportunity to visit the round reading room of the British Library 100 years later to find his books in the collection, his name draped in laurels. I wonder if an asbestos suit might help." When the British Museum opened in 1753, it contained some 51,000 books. At the end of the 18th century, the formidable Bibliothèque Nationale had amassed a collection of more than 300,000 books. I shudder with envy. Matthew Battles has provided me with a splendid excursion through the development of the library. Library, An Unquiet History would allow diving more deeply into libraries. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.